All right, Ken Roczen, I don't know if that might have been your worst first moto start or first start, worst start in outdoor since maybe that Millville RCH epic race. I don't know. I don't know what the hell. I'm so not used to seeing Kenny Roczen way back.
Totally. No, but you know, we all have our one-offs every now and then. That was horrible, and this was the worst spot probably to do it because the off cambers, the ruts, the bumps, the downhills, it makes it so tough to pass because we can't really move around that much and we're all on our tiptoes, right? And then some riders are just fast enough to make it a pain in the ass to pass, and I wasn't really able to. It wasn't even just that I got a seventh place start. I mean, I was so buried in the back. Got bounced or shuffled around in the first turn as well, and I couldn't really make anything happen. I was actually super bummed about it. I tried really hard. The result may not look like it, but I tried really hard. But for me, it was important to bounce back in the second moto. We are going into an off weekend, so bounce back in the second moto and do better, which I got a much better start. And I was really struggling with my bike setup today, just the way the track developed and how hard pack it was. I was struggling with it. I would like to get that a little bit more consistent. But so for what that gave me, I was happy with the second moto. I try to stay up there as long as I can. And I was even more stoked that after Dunge got by me and I stalled it up on the top of the hill, I had a little bit of a gap to him, but once the two lap board came out, I really tried to buckle down again and was able to actually make a pass happen with just a couple of turns to go before the finish line. So we ended up in third in that one. So I was happy with the effort again. Of course, we lost some points. So these starts just can't fly with, you know, Chase is going really fast. He's getting good starts and he's strong. So me being buried that far back, just it's not okay.
Did you watch film or do you know what happened? What did happen that first moto?
On the start?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I may have accidentally dumped the clutch a little bit too much, so I wheelie a little bit. And we had some of the gates on the inside of the box. Obviously, there were not just one, but there were a bunch of them. They had a big, like, step down after the gate. So I think that kind of just messed me up, and I got swallowed up. And then in the first, I think I tagged AP's rear wheel and shot off to the ride. So I was lucky that I didn't go down. And that just – and I ended up being so far back. It was horrible.
Shades
I don't
of,
even want to look at it. I don't want to look at it.
I thought it was cool that you and Dunge were battling for the lead, man. And he was feisty. He was going back at you.
I know. Was that in the second one?
Yeah, second one.
Oh, yeah. I don't know where he was and whatnot, like what was going on. I have to rewatch it. But
he was leading, and then you got him.
Is that what it was? Because I almost spun out, actually, in the first turn, so I got lucky nobody clobbered me there. But, yeah, we made a pass happen, and then I know that people from behind me were kind of pushing and wanting to get by. But I was just happy to, at one point, have a clear track and – obviously, he did get by me at some point, so I was a little bit surprised with Dunge being as feisty as he was today. I was stoked for him, so it was good. It was a lot of fun. And in the first moto, we were really giving it to each other pretty dang good. You know, we're going back and forth, and yeah, he got me there towards the end. And I was, you know, for me, every point counts, so I was trying to hustle, but it just wasn't really in my cards today.
First race on the East Coast, and you talked about your bike setup on the podium, mentioned it here. Is it the dirt? Is it a dirt thing? Or because I feel like this layout, like you're never straight, you're on and off camber, you're going, this is like Lakewood to me a little bit, layout and that way. So is it dirt?
Well, even in Lakewood, I had my struggles, but I try not to drill on it too much, you know what I mean? I just need to get my stuff a little bit more consistent, but I'm also on the East Coast now and off weekend. They're on the West Coast, so it's a little bit difficult. I'm kind of bummed that it's taken so long, but we may have just kind of gone a little bit the wrong direction in the off season. So I've been trying to come back from that, but haven't really figured it out yet, to be honest. I'm a little bummed about it because I personally am trying everything I can in my head, like my mind, everything's in it, and then I have to kind of sometimes just, you know, let it go in these motos, and that's what really bums me out. But at least physically and stuff, I'm able to make something happen with whatever it gives me. So I really need to get this better just so I can go from track to track and just be comfortable at least.
I worked with Chad Reed on his team for a while, and I think you're a little bit like him where if you're not in sync with the bike, it's tough. But on the flip side, when the team makes you happier, you show it. So it's one, like, you'd probably like to ignore it in your brain, but it's obviously a curse and a gift that you can't ignore a bike that's not working well.
I'm definitely one of these, right? And at least I'm better now to where I can just try and make it up. But I'm either, when I'm off with the bike, I'm horrible. Like, unfortunately, it just is the way it is. And when things go really well, I'm really, really good, you know? It's a blessing and a curse.
But as a guy that worked on a team, I like that, hey, we made some changes. He says he's happy, and now he backed it up with a win or whatever. So at least that feels good as a team that, you know, the changes, you're not making this stuff up,
yeah.
You know?
After Hangtown, I struggled. Honestly, Hangtown is similar struggles like I did here.
Oh, okay.
Kind of hard pack and choppy, and we made some changes going into Colorado that helped me, but I just, there's still something missing a little bit, unfortunately, but hopefully we'll get it.
Are you at the Sandbox these days?
Yes. Yep. I've been there last week. Already.
Okay, yeah. So, you know who was there this week was the great Tim Ferry.
When? I didn't
see him. Yeah, he was there, like, with Evan.
Maybe we rode on opposite days or something.
Say, just get him to teach you and train you, dude. He's the greatest. Just do that.
Yeah, I'm happy with what I'm doing and everything right now. But I just a little bit of work going in, but that's also the fun part, right? Trying to figure it out. It sucks that it's been too much of a story for me over these past years, just trying to chase something that sometimes isn't there. But I don't know. Yeah, we'll see.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you.